It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, the 21st. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Let's start with a big number. 24 million people are expected to board airplanes this week, many of them today, and all relying on complex computer systems to keep everything sorted out. Dennis Harris from Columbia, South Carolina, is going to his sister's in Connecticut. Because you never know when the air travel gets snarled, he puts in a three-day buffer.
Thanksgiving is on Thursday. You're going to see me Monday or Tuesday. I'm not going to wait till Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm an early bird, so I'm going to get the worm.
Not all of us have room in our schedules to build in a three-day buffer. Henry Hartefeld is an airline and travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group.
Airlines run multiple computer systems. They have reservations, they have check-in systems, they have website systems, frequent flyer, and so on. They're all interconnected. And when these systems become inoperable, it's as if the wings of the airplanes are chopped off. The airline literally cannot do business.
As United Airlines combines with Continental, it's been struggling with its computer foul-ups, including one last week that delayed more than 600 flights. If you think about it, flying is like factory logistics. Everyone's hoping for just-in-time delivery. The widget you hope gets there just in time is yourself. Eric Johnson is a professor of operations management at Dartmouth.
The analogy to just-in-time is a perfect one because just as in the manufacturing world, in the airline world, they've gotten very lean. And when things go wrong, they have a lot of impact.
So if these airlines with very complex systems that might be prone to occasional failure, is there a way that they can be ready to react to failure in better ways?
Well, it's really all about building in resiliency. And resiliency in this case many times means having the ability to quickly recover, just like they would recover after a snowstorm or any other kind of major weather event. You know, airlines are getting better and better at that, but the systems are getting more and more complex at the same time.
The federal government has been trying to modernize the technology of the entire air traffic system. The move from radar to global positioning satellite navigation and more direct routing of flights is said to be about 4 years behind schedule and hundreds of millions of dollars over budget. Nokia, sort of like the Ottoman Empire, great once upon a time. 5 years ago, Nokia made the top-selling mobile phone. These days, think Samsung Galaxy or the iPhone. But Nokia is beating Apple in at least one area. At a time, people are still kvetching about Apple's new mapping software. Many critics are liking the maps brought to you by Nokia. Sam Biddle is a senior staff writer for Gizmodo.
It's just generally more accurate. You type in an address, it'll know you're looking in the vicinity that you have on screen. A lot of times with Apple, you'll get these wacko results, and you just wonder, how did I get here? But, you know, the map should know better than this. You know, if I'm looking at an area of Boston, and I'm searching for, you know, so-and-so's pizzeria, don't bring me to Kansas. Don't bring me to Tokyo. You know where I am. Nokia doesn't suffer from any of that, as far as we've seen.
Still, some are griping about the bus and subway directions on Nokia's maps. Isaac Asimov's first law of robotics, no robot may injure a human. In a 50-page report, Harvard Law School's International Human Rights Clinic and Human Rights Watch say governments need to ban killer robots. Fully autonomous weapons is the formal description. They don't exist yet, but tech is moving quickly that way. Critics say self-directed weapons would be a menace to civilians, and it's not clear under current law who would be responsible if the devices made terrible choices. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.